This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. A union representing workers at the JBS meatpacking plant in Greeley alleges that non-English-speaking employees are being exploited. CPR's Haley May reports.
They are promised a lot, and when they come to Greeley, it was way different. Some of them say that it was worse than the life they had back in Haiti.
Dahir Omar is a representative for United Food and Commercial Workers Local 7. He and another union rep translated for three Haitian workers who fear retaliation and requested anonymity. They say they each paid hundreds of dollars to a JBS HR employee for what he said was transportation and application fees. Union President Kim Cordova says the workers had no choice but to pay.
Workers were reporting that if they didn't want to pay these fees, that they were being threatened.
JBS declined to comment on whether the HR employee still works there, but denied involvement in the collection of fees from workers. Haley May, CPR News.
New records show the RTD chief of police was fired. Joel Fitzgerald left the Regional Transportation District last week after being on investigation since July. He had been on leave for months. RTD officials refused to explain why, but a CPR News investigation showed he routinely drove an agency-issued vehicle more than 100 miles per hour and did not access RTD facilities very often. RTD says it will announce an interim leader for its police force soon. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. Thanks.